Welcome. It's Improve Something Today. Each episode, I bring you an idea from the world of lean and continuous improvement. Today's episode, not knowing. Over the past 2 years or so, I've developed a meditation practice and have therefore spent a lot of time sitting. Now, most of the methods and techniques that have benefited me and some of the people I learn with come from Buddhist traditions, and increasingly that's put me into a weird and totally self-imposed position. You see, I found I had a lot of pride in thinking of myself as a humanist, somebody who doesn't have a lot of time for superstition or ghostly stuff. I've held this position that the world is busted, but not for any particular reason, and that we, and I'm talking the big we, humanity, we have the opportunity and the resources to make it a wonderful place if we can get our act together. This process of learning from and engaging in a religious tradition felt like a huge step backward for me. I knew this feeling wasn't correct. I knew it wasn't very kind, but I couldn't quite tell what to do with it. Was I strip mining a beautiful religion for parts? If that's what I was doing, was that okay? Surely the world would be better off if we finally got rid of religion, but here I was learning from one and learning things that made my life demonstrably better. Well, what about the cultural angle? Is it cultural appropriation to pick up these books and practice from them and keep the parts that make sense to me, ignoring the rest? I didn't know. And what I've increasingly come to discover is that it's good to not know. Or more precisely, it's good to not pretend to know. I see this with clients when engaging in the uncertainty that can come with changing processes or undertaking a lean transformation. Nobody ever got in trouble for saying yes, at least at the time they said it. Some people out there figure out how to say no, and these people tend to be more effective. But it takes a lot of backbone for somebody to answer questions like, how will this affect our jobs? Or, will this change make things better or worse? Or, we're already running way behind. Will this actually help us catch up? To answer some of those questions with the real answer, which is often, I don't know. Making it okay to not know the answer and to try to discover the answer together is a basic expression of lean and continuous improvement principles. When I coach and otherwise help people through their continuous improvement activities, it's in large part about exploring and being okay with uncertainty, first by understanding it as much as we can, and then by using it to make things work better. But for some reason, I wasn't able to connect that insight with the part of my life that's oriented around meditation and introspection. And I recently read a book that made the connection for me between the value of saying, I don't know, to complex questions and complex workplaces, and the value of agnosticism, sort of more generally. The book is called Buddhism Without Beliefs by a teacher named Stephen Batchelor, and I'd like to share a short passage with you now. In this passage, Batchelor mentions 19th century British biologist T.H. Huxley. If you've encountered Huxley before, it might have been in association with his nickname as Darwin's Bulldog. Well, anyways, here's Stephen Batchelor in Buddhism Without Beliefs. The force of the term agnosticism has been lost. It has come to mean not to hold an opinion about the questions of life and death. To say, I don't know, when you really mean, I don't want to know. For T.H. Huxley, who coined the term in 1869, agnosticism was as demanding as any moral, philosophical, or religious creed. Rather than a creed, though, he saw it as a method realized through the rigorous application of a single principle. He expressed this principle positively as, follow your reason as far as it will take you, and negatively as, do not pretend that conclusions are certain which are not demonstrated or demonstrable. This principle runs through the Western tradition from Socrates via the Reformation and the Enlightenment to the axioms of modern science. Huxley called it the agnostic faith. First and foremost, the Buddha taught a method called Dharma practice, a method rather than another ism. The Dharma is not something to believe in, but something to do. The Buddha did not reveal an esoteric set of facts about reality, which we can choose to believe in or not. He challenged people to understand the nature of anguish, to let go of its origins, to realize its cessation, and to bring into being a way of life. The Buddha followed his reason as far as it would take him, and did not pretend that any conclusion was certain unless it was demonstrable. Dharma practice has become a creed, called Buddhism, much in the same way that the scientific method has degraded into the creed of scientism. Well, it's Brian again. This passage, and indeed the entire short book, gave me a lot of comfort. Agnosticism, the respite that can come from following one's reason as far as it'll take you, but no farther, and not worrying about it over much, is a way of thinking that makes me want to get moving and keep moving and learn and get better. So it's good to know. It's okay to not know. And it's great to want to find out. And to rest when you've discovered as much as you can. Knowing, not knowing, and being curious about the rest. This works for understanding the systems we use every day. It works for understanding ourselves. Well, that's what I know about this topic. What did I miss? Thanks. Talk to you again soon.